Right. It's just around 8 o'clock on RFL. For the next 2 hours, myself and Nigel Grant, lots of nice loud music. The rock quiz coming up during the course of the programme. Will Al, the current RFL superbrain, actually manage to compete against the three new contestants this week and win? The suspense of it all is killing me. And so will this CD if it doesn't work. Kicking things off for this evening, this is UFO and Lights Out. If you want to give us a call, the phone lines are open, get ringing now. Lots of dedications we want coming through. 081-542-0467.
Streets, bells are rumbling, smell like
put this in the right frame of mind to start things off this evening. That is UFO from the album Strangers in the Night, and a track called Lights Out. Remember playing that down at the Ruskin Arms in East Ham? People used to go wild. Good evening, if you just tuned in. It's a sober Nigel Grant this evening. I'm not going to touch a drop. I've got some strawberry soda by the side of me, which I'm drinking at the moment. I'll definitely not be touching any scotch this evening, particularly after last night. Many thanks to all of you. Oh, you just bought me, have you?
Yeah.
All right, you can play with me later. Many thanks to everybody that rung up last night. I should be going through your requests and dedications and what's not a little bit later on. If you want to get a request to yourself, the phone line's open, 542-0467. As I said earlier on, we're going to be having the first contestant of the Rock Quiz, edition number 2 of the infamous Rock Quiz. Good fun last week. Al is the... no, he's not the challenger, is he? He's the defender. Or something like that. And we've got 3 new challenges for him. At this point, I must say hello to Jackie, who... In the meantime, this is Rainbow. One of my favourite tracks of theirs, The Gates of Babylon. If you'd like to give us a call, 081-542-0467. You can get yourself down for the Rock Quiz next week. Clouds, Rainbow, and the Gates of Babylon. I shall play that especially for Dominic in Wimbledon. Many happy returns for last Friday. Hope you had a good time at the restaurant last night. And well done to Ian yet again. 11 years old and he gets 6 out of 8. Good stuff, that. The next contestant will be Jodie in about sort of 10 minutes' time. We just had a chat with her. She's off down the off-licence to get some bottled nerves. We'll be hearing from Jodie in about 10 minutes' time. In the meantime, let me remind you of the phone number. If you'd like to take part in the rock quiz yourself, you have to be available on the phone during the afternoon on Sunday because we have to have a little chat with you first. If you think you could do that, all we need is your name and telephone number if you want to take part, and you can do that now by dialing 542-0467. Leave your details with Susie and we'll get you put it on. For a week or two's time. We've got quite a few contestants lined up for this. Al, of course, from Sydenham, is our reigning champion this week. We'll be hearing from him. He'll be the fourth of the four contestants this evening. He'll be the last one on, just so he knows what he's up against this week. We might even make things a little bit more difficult for him. Done extremely well last week, Al. He got 9 out of 10, so hello to you. And I shall speak to you all later on. In the meantime, it's Lord Tracy and Rats Motel. The resident RFL Superbrain from last week, Al in Sydney, will be back later on to challenge the three new upstarts. And after this, we should be hearing from the next contestant, Jodie, over there in Shirley. This is another band I'd like to see live that I haven't done yet. They're called Tesla. This is a track of theirs called Be a Man. I want to be a man. That's Tesla. Frank Spencer's old theme tune, Be a Man. That's taken from the great radio controversy, or controversy, depending on whether you're myself or Kenny Myers. Still haven't agreed on that one, actually. Do like that little twiddly bit at the end. Well done. You're in the lead. 7 out of 8. Oh, it's not too bad, is it? Right. So you now are going to the lead. We have Al, who is the reigning champion from last week, yet to go. And we have Dave in Forest Gate, who's going to be the next contestant. So if neither of them beats your score, you win for this week. Amazing stuff. Anybody you'd like to say hello to before you go?
This morning, it's incredible.
Right, we've given up on Dave in Forest Gate again. He seems to be permanently engaged on the phone, so Dave, you'll have to take part next week. And on the line at the moment, I've got the reigning champion, Al in Sydenham. Hello, mate, how you doing?
Not for much longer.
Not for much longer, oh dear. We had young Ian on earlier on, who's only 11 years old, and he managed to get 6 out of 8, which I was amazed at, because I've increased the difficulty of the questions a little bit. We had Jodie over there in Shirley, who managed to get 7 out of 8, although she was immensely nervous. So we're not doing bad. What sort of week you had?
Me?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Oh, not an awful lot. I'm in a lot of pain myself, mate.
Oh dear, what have you done?
Got a neck injury, I've had it for ages.
Oh God, not nice. Neck and back injuries can drag on for a long, long time. But, right, let's waste no more time and get going. A touch harder than it was last week, I'll admit. We decided to generally make it a bit harder and make you all sweat a little bit more. If you just stand by a couple of seconds, we'll start. All right, who liked to begin the day with a friendly voice and a companion unobtrusive? And what was the name of the song? Do you want me to read that again? I got a bit tongue-tied.
End the day with a friendly voice.
And a companion unobtrusive. And what was the name of the song that declared the same thing?
That made it a little bit tougher.
Yes.
Who began the day with a...
It's the opening lyrics to a pretty famous song. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
What, those actual words?
Yeah.
How famous? Famous, famous.
Pretty famous, yeah. Yes, no.
I'll come back to that now.
Okay then, we'll leave that for a second. Who are the band The Garden Wall, better known as today?
I can only guess, I've no idea. The Garden Wall. Where did you get these from?
Yeah, we sat up till 3:30 in the morning doing all this. Who are the band The Garden Wall, better known as today?
Idea.
No, it was Genesis.
Genesis?
Yeah. They went under that name for about 6 months, apparently, in the earlier days, but never mind.
Genesis fan, actually.
Yeah. No, must admit, nor am I, but never mind. Which band sung of flying teapots and a radio station run by gnomes?
Serious? That's to be something really esoteric.
I'll give you a clue. It's the name, the Flying Teapots and the radio station run by gnomes are the names of two of their albums.
Like that, Flying Teapots and gnomes?
Yeah.
No idea.
No? Oh, dear.
No idea.
Yeah, it was Gong.
Gong?
Yeah. Name the band that Steve Hackett
and Steve Howe formed for the duration of only one album.
Got that album. In the Hard Rules of Mind, GTR.
Well done.
Play it for me later.
Yeah. Who lived in the land of Graham Pink? Who lived in the land of grey and pink?
Oh, grey and... I thought it was grey and pink.
No, grey and pink.
Weird psychedelic thing as well. No idea or not either.
No, Caravan. Who produced... This is a bit more up-to-date. Who produced and co-wrote Alice Cooper's album, Trash?
Mutt Lange, would it?
Sorry?
Wouldn't be Mutt Lange, would it? No.
I'll give you another guess. Equally as famous.
Mutt Lange, or was Alice Cooper?
No, it wasn't Mutt Lange. Another producer equally as famous.
Giorgio Moroder.
No, it was Desmond Child. Oh dear. Who knocked on the gates of Babylon?
That is a recent one, isn't it? Completely gone, sorry.
No, Rainbow, never mind.
I haven't got that album.
Which band met the Phantom of the Night who told them of a ruthless queen? Oh, I'll give you a clue, it's a Dutch band.
Oh, I know that, I just read I love and it's Golden Earring.
I'll give you another go.
What?
I'll give you another guess. Any clues?
Not Focus then.
No, it was Kayak. We'll go back to the first question once more. Who liked to begin the day with a friendly voice and a companion unobtrusive?
My dear.
It was Rush. That song was the Spirit of Radio. Never mind. Al, 1 out of 8.
I've got the album as well. 1 out of 8. That's comprehensive. We've got a special wooden spoon for that.
We'll get a booby prize or something for that. I don't know.
Waiting for my frame certificate for last week.
Yeah, a white plastic disc or something silly. Right, Al, anybody you'd like to say hello to before you go?
The DTI, but you better bleep this off what I'm going to say.
I don't think we better slag them off. We're actually quite good friends with them, believe it or not.
When they raided you, you said they took your transmitter. Did they actually sort of confiscate it?
Well, there was no one there at the time. It's a completely automatic service, the continuous music thing during the week. And we were actually all down the pub when they went and took it away.
When did you get it back?
No. No.
Well, how much does that take you back each time?
Oh, not very much. It's pretty cheap, that one. But, no, we can't get it back. Because if we go there and say it was mine, we probably will get it back, but we get slapped in prison at the same time.
And what's this about you can't use the phone as well, the mailing address? It's getting more freedom than Russia here now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? They're going to close down our telephone number and mailing address early next year, we think. But
they do that.
Yes, they can. They're putting a new bill through Parliament at the moment. But we've got contingency plans for that. Never mind. We will still have a phone and a mailing address.
If you manage to get a petition, like thousands and thousands of people, your own bill put through.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's actually part of the new broadcasting bill which is going through, and I don't think however many signatures we get, we manage to stop that. But never mind.
Why don't they make it legal then?
I don't think they'd give RFL a licence. We're a bunch of drunken old sots, really.
Out of order.
I don't know. Anyway, Al, I must go. Nice to speak to you again. Commiserations.
Thanks so much.
At the moment, Jody's still in the lead, and no doubt we'll speak to you soon.
Right, cheers.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye. Well, the defending champion has been defeated. So far, Jody is in the lead with 7 out of 8. So another contestant very shortly. If you want to give us a call, 542-0467. You can get yourself down for next week's rock quiz if you think you can do better. 542-0467. This is Uriah Heep and July Morning.
Night behind me, yeah, I'm the road of miles. With the day came the resolution. I'll be looking for you.
That's Uriah Heep in July morning, especially for Al in Sydenham. Bad luck, mate. Never mind. Current situation stands at the moment. We have Ian in Romford, who had 6 out of 8, so he's lying in second position. We have Jody in Shirley, who got 7 out of 8. She's in the lead at the moment. And Al in Sydenham, who only done 1. This week, who after last week getting 9 out of 10 was a bit of a surprise, but never mind. Another contestant, hopefully, if I can get through to him on the phone after this. Sorry, I keep doing this, don't I? 081-542-0467. I'll get it right one day. And I'm sober as well, it's ridiculous. Roses from the Appetite for Destruction album, and a track called Mr. Brownstone. Right, that's the quiz out of the way for this week. Once again, if you didn't hear the results, third was Al in Sydenham, who was last week's champion. Second was Ian in Romford, and this week's brand new RFL champion is Jody over there in Shirley. So Jody will be back next week to take on three new contestants. Commiserations to the other two that put themselves up for this week, and I couldn't get them on the phone. Slap wrist to all of you. Never mind.